Welcome back! I never know how to start these.
You never know how to start it. Okay, so Pierce, by the way, we have...
Our friend Pierce is with us today.
Hello.
Pierce.
He's
our guest. A male perspective for once. I'm sure any men, if any, listen, are like, yes, represent.
You know? Or just as a woman, you're like, yeah, let's hear your side of it.
Yeah.
But every time Katie opens up, she either sounds like Jamaican or Irish. Like, she's like,
oh. Welcome on. We missed you.
No, my favorite greeting is doing Robin Williams from Mrs. Doubtfire, where he's like, hello. So, like, that's my favorite.
You
and I'll
should
answer
just
the,
do that.
I'll answer the phone that way.
We should just do that.
All right.
All right. We're going to start doing that.
Be braced, because that's what's going to happen next.
So, that song, She Wolf by Shakira, actually, as we were just playing it, it reminds me of Anna's
behavior.
Her alt, but what's that person?
Oh, her inner goddess.
Her inner goddess.
Yes.
Like even the lyrics. Her inner goddess
would
be like, "Woo!" Yeah.
She
would have
been dancing along, you know.
So you'll understand what we're talking about when we say inner goddess, Pierce.
Can't wait.
Yes, Pierce has not read any of this book. He has not seen the movie. Correct.
Correct.
Yeah.
The only knowledge I have of it is when I read the plot line on Wikipedia. So
yeah.
Like how you called it, Wikipedia.
Isn't that what it's called, Wikipedia?
That's cute.
I know, I call it like Wiki, but I like it.
Yeah.
Wikipedia. Anyway.
Yeah, so Pierce recently got engaged.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So we will be able to hear a perspective from a man who loves a woman.
Mm-hmm. Who knows intimacy and commitment.
Yeah.
Like he can do both, you know. But problem with Gray is that he seems to want the commitment, but not the intimacy, because he won't let her touch him. And
but yeah, he's doing the most intimate act.
Yeah,
which is sex.
And he really wants her to meet his parents right away. It's just anyway
bizarre.
Yeah, it's crazy. Usually it's the opposite, but whatever.
So, do you want to give a brief rundown of what we went over last week?
Sure. What we went over last week. So last week we covered chapters 12 through 15. So that covered her graduation.
He met her father.
He met her, her stepdad.
Yes.
Ethan came in, Kate's brother. And I keep getting Ethan and Elliot confused.
Me too.
So when Ethan comes over in these chapters and he starts making out with Kate, or when Elliot comes over, I'm like, what's going on? Affectionate family. But no, it's not. They're dating. So it's okay. We basically ended with Gray and Anna having sex, which they do often. And it's funny because in these chapters she talks about...
3 weeks.
But she talks about how she went back to his place and then how it was like a week ago that she was just at his place. And I think that was for the first time. And I'm like, you guys have had sex a lot in 1 week. But anyway, chapter 16, where we're starting, starts with right after they finish having sexy time explosion. Because remember, that's what we are going to call it every
right.
time.
That's what we call... sex.
S-E-X.
Not even just sex, their kind of sex.
Yeah.
Katie calls it sexy time explosion.
Mm-hmm. Colorful.
It's like too much is happening. Anyway, so starting on 16, they're pressed up against each other, as people do when they have sex, and she's touching his chest, because you touch each other when you have sex, usually.
Is this the first time also that we hear the 50 Shades?
Yeah.
So here she asks Gray, why don't you like to be touched? And then he says, because I'm 50 Shades of effed up.
Mm.
So I guess.
Yeah, it's like the first time he's acknowledging that he is screwed up, which we're all screwed up.
Yeah, we're all screwed up, some more than others.
He's just more shades of it, I guess.
Yeah, is that a common term? Has anyone ever heard that?
What?
50 Shades of...
I have heard it, but I don't know where it comes from.
You have heard it, though.
Meaning. Yeah,
well, because 50 Shades of Grey is a saying.
Yeah.
I never...
Because it's not black and white. There's 50 Shades of Grey, you know?
Got it, yeah.
So it's saying that things aren't simple.
Right.
Yeah. So they just had sex, and they're talking, and Anna starts to talk about that dream that she had that threw us off.
Oh, yeah. He has pretty much asked this girl that he met 3 weeks ago to be pretty much his, like, sex slave. And so he wrote up a contract like wrote up a contract with making sure you're don't really get getting
started okay, on the contract.
Saying like what you need to wear, how you need to eat. He's gonna get her personal trainer. Just saying like some crazy ish, like typed it all up and has been trying to get her to sign this contract because he's saying like we cannot be in a relationship, a sexual relationship, until you do this.
Because he says he doesn't do relationships. Right. And he doesn't have sex. He just Fs women. And so she was a virgin.
Not even just that. It's even more than having sex with women. He, like, wants them to be his, like, sex slave. Like, submissive. Yeah. Telling her what to do.
Yeah. Just, yeah. Well, and it's interesting because, so, 2 weeks after they met, they have sex for the first time. And he finds out that she's a virgin, and he flips out on her for being a virgin because, I guess in his mind, she can't have sex the way that he has sex for the first time, which I agree, it would probably be pretty traumatic.
It's like right.
A lot of new experiences.
So he almost has to, like, break her in. And
which just, he says that. Yeah.
Break her
and
in.
And he calls it her training. And, but he says that when they had sex for the first time, it was the first time that he had vanilla sex. So it was really the first time that he, in, I guess in his mind, would say that he had sex. Because usually he says that.
Because
he doesn't have sex.
The first time he had sex was with his mom's best friend when he was 15.
Was much,
and she
much older.
Was.
Cougar.
So that's his experience of sex.
And that's the kind of relationship they had. He was her submissive.
So let me ask you something, Pierce. Is it attractive to a man to have a woman? Because maybe Katie and I were just totally off, and maybe men really do like for a woman to be submissive. I mean, is that what you found in your...
Wow. I think that can have a lot of definitions to it. So what I'm interested in is he, at one point, when she's trying to figure out... if she wants to agree to this, he says, I want to have sex with you right now. And if you were my submissive, you would have to. And it would be great because you wouldn't have to think. I would do all the thinking for you. And my thing is, do men want women who don't think?
No. The simple answer is no. And just based on my experience, like, I wouldn't want all that responsibility of thinking for another person.
That's
like,
true.
I have
and
a
can
hard
hardly
time
take
thinking
care of
for
himself.
Myself. So,
right.
I mean, like, yeah, like, I definitely wouldn't want that. Like, where's the fun in that? Like, I mean, where's, like,
yeah,
a real connection? I mean, it's not there. It's
putting aside the fact that you're not loving someone unless you're freely choosing to love them. Because I guess you could say, well, she signs it, so she's freely saying yes to everything. I feel like that's what makes people human, is our personality and our thoughts, and I don't know, anyway.
So that's just a little light into their relationship and who these characters are. So she comes across as this dainty little flower with some snarkiness. She's just a confusing mess.
She's all over the place.
So where they're at now, she had just graduated, and he... went back to her place. They had sexy time explosion, as Katie likes to call it.
Yeah.
Oh, they're talking about the dream that she had.
She has a dream the morning of her graduation.
Okay.
And this is before she's agreed to be his submissive. And so they haven't had kinky sex yet, I guess, if you want to call it that. And she has a dream
S&M
about
sex.
It. Yeah, S&M sex.
Yeah, that's
and
more than kinky.
She has a dream about it. And after they have sex this time, she starts telling him about the dream. So they're talking about the dream, and they're kind of being sexy. And then they're talking about the next time they're going to see each other.
Oh,
and Gray,
hold on a second. Let's back up for a second. He asks her, when is your period due?
Yeah.
He interrupts my thoughts. I hate wearing these things, he grumbles.
Talking about condoms.
Yeah. You need to sort out some contraception. That's what he says. He's like, you're going to need to figure out contraception because I'm tired of wearing condoms. You could go somewhere with that.
From what I've heard from friends of mine, that's like many men in America. I'm just saying.
Pierce? You're a man. Is that many men in America?
A
Is that you?
That is not me. Yeah, that's definitely not me. But unfortunately, it is sad that a lot of men, like, that's the idea.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I used to work at a beer warehouse loading trucks, and so you can imagine the kind of people who work in loading docks. And, you know, regularly, like, they'd make, you know, comments and stuff like this of, like, oh, it's their problem, it's not mine.
Mm-hmm.
Annie,
you just are married to a good man, so you just...
I am, and I have good male friends.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that leads us into another problem, you know, with our society today in terms of just, like, responsibility and, you know, what it really means to, you know, be a man or be a woman, so...
Right.
Yeah, well, that, I mean, I won't get into it here, but that goes into a whole other thing about, you know, the birth control pill and what it does to women's bodies and the fact that they... came up with, like, a male birth control pill, but the men said, oh, we're not taking that. We're not putting that crap in our bodies.
Right.
And it's like, but it's okay for women whose reproductive systems are more complicated. Anyway.
And the fact that she doesn't even question that. So
she's
allowed to say, like, oh, I have some hard limits and, you know, I don't want to do this. So he has this whole list
mm-hmm.
of, like, caning and nipple clamps and all these crazy... whips and stuff, and in part of the contract, it mentions contraception. And she doesn't, like, blink an eye. It's not even so much that he mentions contraception, because that's just where he's at, and that's where a lot of society is at. But, like, he's telling you, like, she's never had sex before, so she's never needed contraception. And the fact that he's saying, like, yeah, you need to do this. Like, she's just like, do, okay. I just don't.
Well, yeah. And then... at the bottom of page 271, she asks, because they were drinking before they had sexy time, and she said, did you get me tipsy on purpose? He answers, yes. Why? Because you overthink everything, and you're reticent like your stepdad. A drop of wine in you and you start talking. I need you to communicate honestly with me. Otherwise, you clam up and I have no idea what you're thinking.
Okay, so the only way that you're going to communicate honestly with me is if I trick you into drinking?
Yeah.
Like, what kind of crap is that?
Yeah. I'm just, anytime a guy gets you tipsy on purpose, I'm like, no.
There's nothing good that comes from
no.
that.
No.
Yeah.
Nothing good. So, like, we can't even just, like, brush over that.
Yeah.
And I wonder if the readers, like, did you as readers, like, does your body not cringe at that fact? Or are you just like,
yeah.
Oh, well, you know. I'll just keep going because I know it's romance. Like, it's
yeah. Well,
romance.
I just—I mean, I wonder if people even care, you know? Because
well, we better care because
yeah,
that's like
I don't know. And then he says at the bottom of 272, he said that he would kidnap her, and she's like, "You'd kidnap me?"
Yeah.
Oh yes, he agrees.
I wish you guys could see Pierce's face. Yeah. No.
He, oh yes, he grins. Wait, hold me against my will. Jeez, this is hot. That's her thoughts. I'm not saying this, and that's not my commentary.
Right.
But, oh yes, he nods. And then we're talking TPE 24/7. And what he means by that is total power exchange. So he would just have total power over her if he were to kidnap her.
Pierce Hong, your
this
boss.
This is bizarre. Like,
mm-hmm.
It's just, ugh. It doesn't sound fun at all. Like, it sounds twisted and sick.
You know, and it's... As I'm reading, I'm wondering, we're trusting the author to tell us that this is hot. We're trusting this character to tell
mm-hmm.
Like, have any of you been put in this situation where, like, a guy is saying, ha ha ha, I'll kidnap you,
mm-hmm.
put you in the trunk of my car, ha ha ha. Like, have any of you been
I
put
wish
in
you
that
guys
situation?
Could see any face now.
No, I'm just saying, has anyone been put in that situation
and
thought of that as being hot?
We're
trusting someone else's...
That's something to think about because I was watching an episode of Sex and the City a while ago, and Samantha started dating an actor, and she was talking with her friends about how hot it was because they can role-play all these different things, and some of the role-playing is like, oh, a burglar comes in, and you know, or and then she's like telling it, and Carrie and her boyfriend are there, and Samantha's like, oh, Burger, that's his name, his last name. She's like, Burger, what do you think? And he's like, you know, I've always found that rape or anything in the rape family is just not someplace you want to go. And
agree.
But yeah, it's true. Totally. It's like we take these things that are really horrible, that people, that cause so much suffering, you know? I mean, being kidnapped is terrifying. I've been watching a lot of Criminal Minds lately. As you guys know, I've talked about it. And it just does not seem fun. None of it seems fun. So I think sexualizing it, and it's sad because it's desensitizing us to it, you mm-hmm. know? And it's just, it's not doing the victims of these things any service. But...
Okay, so let's get to the spanking part. Why does he want to spank her?
She rolls her eyes at him.
Oh, yes. God. If I was spanked every time I rolled my eyes, I'd be... I wouldn't be able to move ever.
Yeah, so she hasn't even signed the contract yet. Let's keep that in mind. And she rolls her eyes at him. And then he...
So he says, like, I'm going to...
Says, I'm going to spank you.
Spank you.
And then I'm going to sex you very quick and very hard.
Yeah, so it's almost as if the spanking and the sex are, like, punishment together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we were right last episode when we started with sex as a weapon, because he's basically using it as a weapon. And then this is Anna's inner monologue. And she says, should I run? This is it. Our relationship hangs in the balance right here, right now. Do I let him do it or do I say no? And then that's it. Because I know it will be over if I say no. Do it, my inner goddess pleads with me.
That's stupid, inner goddess.
My subconscious is as paralyzed as I am.
Why is she compartmentalizing who she is as a human being?
She's putting her subconscious and her inner goddess as two different
people.
And then,
but no, but like she's over here as well.
Yeah.
And then her body's over here. So it's like she's got multiple personalities. I'm like, what is going on? Like, why are you breaking yourself down so much? I don't get it.
And I think just for me reading this, my question is, and Pierce, I have a question for you after I say this, but... Yeah. As a woman, I do not want to be in a relationship where I ever feel like I have to do something to stay in that relationship. Right. Unless the thing I have to do is respect and love my partner. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, there are obviously things that you need to do or someone should leave you. But it's just the fact that she's, her subconscious is as paralyzed as she is. Like, I don't ever want to be afraid of the man that I'm with. And Pierce, as a man, do you ever want to... put pressure on a woman to do something that you want by kind of holding it over her that the relationship's going to end?
No. So, I mean, by doing that, what kind of relationship do you have then? You know, you enter into a relationship with someone based on, like, you know, you both want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you both find interest in each other, like, whatever, you know. You know, it's equal. So, like, either party is free to go. But if you get to a point where it's, like, something is... I would say minuscule is just rolling your eyes. If that's the straw that's going to break the camel's back, like, you shouldn't be there to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no.
Just no.
Just no.
Yeah. So she agrees to being spanked.
Mm-hmm.
And so it doesn't feel good.
No.
And she is spanked, what, 18 times?
I don't
end up saying.
Yep. Yeah,
18 slaps in total. And then he then follows that up with sex. And so she gets really upset and really sad and really confused
mm-hmm.
because she finds the act pleasurable.
After she's aroused.
Yeah, she's aroused after it's followed up with sex. And so there...
And not only is it just the sex after, but after he's... spanks her once, then he kind of caresses her butt and then spanks. So it's like almost like, this is nice, and then this is pain, and this is nice, and this
mm-hmm.
is pain. So it is very confusing, you know? And
it is.
It's just...
And
she's attracted to him, too. So
right.
obviously him touching her butt in a nice way is good.
Right.
But not in that way.
Right, right. And so what he's doing is, I guess, doing the same thing that was done to him.
Yeah.
Which is... trying to take this negative feeling, and by putting a sexual act with it,
mm-hmm.
now you're confusing what is bad and what is good. So he's trying to, like, desensitize her
mm-hmm.
to to that. I'm just like, well, that's really scary. You know what I mean? Why would... I mean, we find it scary when that's done to children, when it's done to mm-hmm. another human being, when it's against their will, but...
Right. Like, there's so many anti-physical mm-hmm. punishment against children campaigns. There's so many people who say, do not spank your kids, do not, you know, it confuses them, it sends them a wrong message about love and care and whatever. And even in parenting books, it says, don't mix messages. You know, right. It really damages the psyche when you do that. And then on page 275, it says, he strokes me gently and then the blow comes. I cry out again. And he says, no one to hear you, baby, just me. That terrified me. That's just mm-hmm. like there's no one who can help you. And then she talks about his merciless assault. That's not attractive to me. A man without mercy who's spanking me, you know, it's like, no, I want him to be full of mercy for other people, but I really want him to be full of mercy for me because he cares about me and would want to. What would you do if someone hit Concepta?
I'd probably go into, Concepta is my amazing Italian fiance. I would, you know, probably go crazy. I was about to throw an expletive out there, but I'll save your viewers and your ears. But I would be irate. I mean, even if someone were to do that to, like, even my sister, who, like, my love is different for her, obviously, because she's my sister, like, anything that happened with her, I would totally be on a plane and back to Minnesota in a heartbeat.
My brother said the same thing. I was like, what would you do if someone ever hit me? He's like, I would kill them. I'm like, okay, thanks. Yeah.
I mean, my brother has body slammed people for just saying certain things to me. Yeah. So I can't imagine.
No.
Yeah. So at the end of their escapade, mm-hmm. they're talking, and he whispers to her and says, what does he say? Oh, well done, baby. Mm-hmm. And then she says, I'm so pleased that he's happy. Well, what the frick? are you happy? You're so pleased that he's happy? Like, what? I mean, Pierce, what?
This is just all sorts of messed up. Like,
yeah.
He's deriving pleasure from her pain.
Yeah, and then they have a conversation later where he expressly says that he enjoys putting her in pain.
Which is sick.
So it's not just, oh, it's just a sexual act, it's just an imitation of it. It's like, no, it's the pain that he likes. Putting her through.
But that is such a real comment that she made, and so many women do it at the expense of themselves. I'm so happy that he's happy.
Yeah.
And it's a good thing. Like, I desire to make Brian happy. If that means that I have to sacrifice, you know, taking the last piece of chicken or whatever mm-hmm. it is, I'm so happy to make that sacrifice for him, and I want him to be happy.
Do something just to make him happy.
Yeah.
But not at the expense of a little piece of yourself dying.
Right.
And then to back up that, he's about to leave, and he says, you didn't cry, he murmurs. And then he grabs me suddenly and kisses me fervently. Sunday, he whispers against my lips, and it's both a promise and a threat. He's like, you didn't cry when I hit you. And then he kisses her almost as like a reward. You know, so he's being like, this is a good thing. You didn't cry. Good job. And then he's like, Sunday. Promise and a threat. That is how I want every man to talk about our next date. You better be there, winky face. Like, no.
Yeah.
It's just, we've said in the past, we feel for Christian. We do. He's had a screwed up introduction to love and sex. And even later, you know, when they're dancing in his apartment and stuff, I really do believe that he cares about her as much as he can, but he has a really screwed up image of what love and sex are and how relationships should be. And I'm really, really hoping that she helps him learn what love really is. But how is she supposed to help him learn when she doesn't even know what it is herself?
Right.
Because love is not this.
Pierce, have you come across guys who maybe not are exactly like this character, but are similar, or...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have?
I have an abortion.
That's so scary.
It is, because...
Yeah, I think it's a lot realer
just even, just sitting in the same room with them, you become very uncomfortable. And, like, when they start talking, and even just any comment they make in regards to women or relationships, you know, your skin crawls. Like,
Is it just that they... Do they just not understand that women are humans? Like, and they deserve respect and dignity?
Yeah. Somehow they have this weird messed up sense of, you know, hierarchy or of, like, where people belong. I mean, they think that they're the greatest thing on earth. And, and that everything and everyone around them is, you know, for their pleasure, regardless of what it costs the other person. So.
Yeah. Well, and then... Anna's on the phone with her mom on page 279, and I love this. Her mom's like, oh, how long have you been seeing this guy? And she's like, oh, nearly 3 weeks or so. And her mom's like, oh, that's no time at all. And, like, finally someone is speaking a voice of reason here. And she says, how can you possibly know someone in that kind of time frame? Just take it easy with him and keep him at an arm's length until you decide whether he's worthy of you. And then Anna said, in her thoughts, she says, is he worthy of me? That's such an interesting concept. I've always wondered whether I'm worthy of him. And this is the author just pulling thoughts out of the brains of, like, the average woman of America or anywhere, you know? I think that's so true. We're so self-conscious and we're so focused on our weaknesses and our flaws that we don't stop to be like, wait a minute, is this even someone that I want in my life? Mm-hmm. Is this even someone who I enjoy being around?
Right.
Or is it just someone who's showing me attention and validating me? So
she gets really upset. Kate, and does she cry with Kate? She has a little crying
She's
session.
On the phone crying with her mom, and then Kate comes
home.
Kate's a roommate.
Her roommate. Okay. So she's crying and she's upset, and, you know, they just drink a little bit, and she ends up going to bed, but she sends Gray a text. Saying, I want you to stay. So they kind of go back and forth, and she sends him an email saying, I want you to stay, because
he
emails her.
And then he says, oh, I hate this. He always compliments her with this word. He says, you are quite simply exquisite. So he's saying this after he's just spanked her and had sex with her and she didn't cry.
And
so
you are so exquisite.
I guess that's what makes her exquisite.
You held it together.
And he says, take some Advil. This is not a request. And don't drive your Beetle again. I will know. She makes fun of his stalker tendencies all the time, which
I'd be freaked out right now.
Yeah. So she ends up, for her, she wants intimacy. She wants a relationship. Mm-hmm. She doesn't just want this. She wants him to be her boyfriend. And what she knows of healthy relationships, even though she hasn't really had healthy relationships as an example.
Speaking of healthy relationships, I just want to say one thing that Kate said on page 280 after she sees Anna crying. And she's like, just tell him to take a hike, Anna. You've been so up and down since you've met him. I've never seen you like this. And I just want to put this out there. If a man is making you go up and down, high and low, back and forth, healthy
over and over again. Because it is going to happen.
Because, but if it's, like, constant, just every other day or every other week, you know, I think especially when you have the high highs, you know, because it's so easy for a man to be on his best behavior for, like, a couple days. But anyway, it's like healthy relationships have consistency and, like, security. They breed security. You know, you feel stable in that relationship. So if you're feeling really, like, back and forth all the time, I think that should show you. So just to put that out there.
So they're emailing back and forth, and then... you know, she makes a funny comment. I'm not sure I like you anyway, especially at the moment, because she had just been spanked. Mm-hmm. And then he responds, why don't you like me? And then she says, because you never stay with me. Okay. So this really hurts her, and she ends up getting overwhelmed. So on 285, she mentions... at the top, it must be awful to be as affected as he is, and the thought that as a toddler he suffered some unbearable cruelty makes me cry harder. Perhaps if he was more normal, he wouldn't want you. My subconscious contributes snidely to my musings.
And in my heart of hearts, I know this is true.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Griffin!
So she's saying, like, if he was a normal guy and didn't grow up so messed up, that he probably wouldn't like her. And I was just like...
Because we also know that he was adopted. Mm-hmm. And before he was adopted, there was an issue with him not being fed enough. Like, we don't know the extent of it.
And he was probably, like, burned with cigarettes, as we learn later on. Like, she starts seeing those little things on his body.
Right.
On his body.
Yeah.
So he shows up. He's like,
Christian bursts into my bedroom and unceremoniously switches on the overhead light, making me squint. I'm like, what? Get out. This is like the third time that he has showed up.
I feel like this is a crap that women like, and this is what makes us say, like, aww. And I'm like, no.
You guys are telling me about this book, and I hate to like interject, so you can stop me at any point, but I can't help but wonder, and is like, who's the main character's name?
Anna.
Anna? Has she never had a healthy experience with any male that she's so starved for attention that she'll take whatever she can get?
She's never had a relationship.
Well, I mean, just like even a friendship, like
she has. Okay, and that's why this is so, I feel, unrealistic in a sense, because she's had guys pursue her. Mm-hmm. She's had a multiple of guys pursue her. This handsome guy from Princeton.
You don't say no to Princeton, as any puts it.
No. This guy who's in love with her.
Like her best friend.
Yeah, this
guy. Who's in love with her. But she says she's just never really been attracted to them, even though she describes her best friend, Jose, as hot. Mm-hmm. And this guy, Paul, from Princeton, I was like, he's cute, I'm pretty sure. But she does have some... Her mom has been remarried, 3 or 4 times?
Yeah, like 5 times.
And I think the number goes up every time we talk about it. But her real father, her biological father, is not in the picture. Her first stepfather is who she identifies as her father. So she does have... She doesn't have the most normal relationships with men, I feel, because of her father and her relationship with her father, and also because of witnessing her mom's relationships with men. And also we've talked about how her mom tends to put the men in her life before her, before Anna. So that probably taught her a lot, too.
Yeah, that probably has aided into a lot of what she's going through and experiencing here.
Because she's so, so self-conscious. She has such low self-esteem. Even from the start of the book, she just always compares herself as mousy and whatever. And then it really makes her very happy when Christian is interested in her.
Because how could this attractive, hot billionaire...
Oh, this is why. Because he's crazy.
Right.
But he really does like her. I think he does like her. You know?
Yeah, he does.
So that's why I'm like, girlfriend, he likes you. Anyway.
So she asks him a really good question on page 287. She pretty much says, like, asks him, like, why do you like doing this?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you like spanking? Like, what is it all about? And he gives a pretty bad answer. I mean, that wasn't a good enough answer for me. He says, I like the control it gives me. I want you to behave in a particular way, and if you don't, I shall punish you, and you will learn to behave the way I desire. I enjoy punishing you. I've wanted to spank you ever since you asked me if I was gay. Okay, Pierce. So she interviewed him for their college paper.
Yep,
that's right. How they met for the first time. And one of Kate's questions was, are you gay? Because he never has any dates to any functions, because he does this with people. And so yeah.
That was just a bad response. And
yeah. And then later down the page, they're talking again. And she's like, so you don't like the way that I am? Which is a very valid question, because that's basically what he just said. And he says, I think you're lovely the way that you are. So why are you trying to change me? I don't want to change you. I'd like you to be courteous and to follow the set of rules I've given you and not defy me. Simple, he says. But you want to punish me. Yes, I do. That's what I don't understand. He sighs and runs his hands through his hair again. It's the way I'm made, Anastasia. I need to control you. I need you to behave a certain way. And if you don't, I love to watch your beautiful alabaster pink skin, pink and warm under my hands. It turns me on.
Okay, so that's not the way that you're made. Yeah. Like, that's the way society and how people have, your environment has formed you, mm-hmm. but no one is made to be controlled. No one is made to be a submissive. We're made to be equal. So
yeah, and even before he says, I thought you were a natural born submissive.
No. No one's a natural born submissive. Yeah. We're a natural born human beings that deserve and desire respect. Mm-hmm. Sorry. I mean, this is hard for us to be. I know. I'm definitely sounding like
I'm all with you there.
So it's just kind of crazy.
Well, so then one thing I did like after was he slept in the same bed with her.
And I made a point there too. Like, he's just breaking her down so he can get what he wants. Mm-hmm. You know, like, so he came back and he slept with her and he knows that that's what she needs. But is that, are you doing it for?
To make her happy.
Yeah, to make her keep coming back.
It's also breaking him down because he doesn't want intimacy. And so he is breaking his rules for her. And I guess the question is, why? What is it about her? Maybe it's just the fact that she is so hard to get. And it's a real chase for him.
It's love, right? Can we kind of like throw it out there? Like, he loves her. He doesn't know what love is. Mm-hmm. But the way he keeps breaking down his rules, so he keeps breaking rules for mm-hmm. her. So he doesn't sleep with women in the same bed.
So when he had sex with her for the first time, it was the first time ever that he just had sex with someone. And Eddie made a great point about how it was almost like it was his first time, too, to be intimate with someone. He has slept in the same bed as her for three times in the 3 weeks that they've known each other. And he never sleeps in the same bed as another woman. He doesn't let women touch him, but he's kind of let.
She's already met his mom.
Yeah.
And in the upcoming chapters, she meets the whole family.
Yeah, which we should get moving because we've spent a lot of time talking about this.
Yeah, so we're in chapter 17. Mm-hmm. So he sleeps over and he's cuddled all around.
Yeah, and I like, see, and that's, to me, I feel like him in his unconscious state, he is cuddling up to her. So he does want more too, mm-hmm. as we all, human, want love and intimacy. And then I do like how he's late and flustered, and it's just kind of more just him, you know, not this facade that he puts up. So
she gets another gift from him. She gets this wonderful BlackBerry so he can be connected to her at all times.
Oh, I really love the headlines from their emailing back and forth. Mm-hmm. It's funny because one of them, she titles Stalker. And then she says, have you sought therapy for your stalker tendencies? And his next title is Stalker? Me? ? And then he's like, I have a therapist.
I guess a stalker over time comes across normal.
Well, and then, yeah, she says, he's like, I have a therapist. And she's like, well, I think you need a second opinion. And he's like, this is the second opinion. I'm
like, okay. So page 302, they are moving because they're done with college and they got a new apartment in
Seattle
in the city. So they're spending their last night there, and Jose, who's her best friend, who is an attractive guy, who likes her a lot.
And he did try to kiss her once before the relationship between Anna and Gray really started. They had met, but they didn't. And Gray is just ridiculous when it comes to Jose.
Right.
He gets so jealous.
So
it's crazy.
They go out to get a drink.
Because Elliot, who is Christian's brother and also Kate's boyfriend, comes over and they just start making out furiously in front of them. So Anna is like,
it's a little awkward.
Yeah, so Anna's like, hey, do you want to go away from here? And he's like, yep.
Right, okay, so they go out to a bar, just get a drink, come back. And then she gets an email from him. I am at work. I will email you when I get home. Are you at work or have you packed your phone, BlackBerry, and MacBook? Call me or I may be forced to call Elliot. Because Gray knows
that
Elliot...
Well, she had
Elliot...
sent him that.
No, Christian sent that to her.
No, she sent that to him earlier. So he's quoting her.
Got it. He's quoting her saying that she's going to contact him when she gets out of work. She never does because she forgets and she's allowed to. You're not a boyfriend.
Okay. I don't know how many times I forget to respond to texts.
Okay.
But. Yeah. Oh, don't worry. I know how many times you forget to respond to texts.
So then she starts freaking out. yeah. immediately because she says, crap, Jose, I grab my phone, 5 missed calls and 1 voice message. The voice message says, I think you need to learn to manage my expectations. I am not a patient man. If you say you're going to contact me when you finish work, then you should have the decency to do so. Otherwise, I worry, and it's not an emotion I'm familiar with, and I don't tolerate it. Well, call me. Well, you're going to need to learn this emotion.
And then she says, I scowl at the phone. He is suffocating me. With a deep dread uncurdling in my stomach, I scroll down to his number and press call. My heart is in my mouth as I wait for him to answer. He probably like to beat 7 shades of stuff out of me.
The 7 shades of shit. Depressing. Same what he says. I'd like to beat 7 shades of shit out of me. That is so inappropriate. I have not felt this way until like the last time I felt this way was like when I snuck out of my parents' house. Well, I didn't sneak out. I told my parents I was going to be going down to my friend's house who lived down the street. Really, I was going like across town to my friend's house, and my parents specifically told me, do not go across town. And so my friend drove me across town. And when I had to call, because she didn't, we got dropped off there. And I had to call my parents to get a ride back. I had no other way of getting home. And my parents were like texting me like, where are you? And I'm like, oh, and then I finally had to call. This was the way that I felt.
How you should feel when you, are going to be charged with something illegal or something. Like, you should not feel this scared and like sick to your stomach when you're calling your boyfriend back.
Best contestant ever.
Yeah.
Are you ever scared to call her?
Oh, never.
I mean,
can't wait to talk to her.
And also as a man, if you knew that you were inducing these kind of feelings in a woman, how would that make you feel?
It would make me feel horrible. Like we have a lot of stuff we need to figure out. Like,
right?
This is how you feel when you call me.
So there's that. And then...
So now she has a date with Gray on Sunday at his house.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's on her way to that.
Mm-hmm. To go meet a gynecologist.
Yes.
To figure out the contraception.
Yes. Page 313. So Dr. Green is the gynecologist who's there to help Anastasia. So she's going to do like a gynecological exam.
Mm-hmm.
And then ready for some contraception, he asks as he stands and holds out his hand to me. It's like he's asking her to pop some Skittles. Like, do you want some Skittles? Like, do you want some
Skittles
contraception?
Or M&Ms? Which one? And then
she just gets up. It's like, yeah.
And then she's like, you're not going to come as well, are you?
Hold on, Pierce. She told him, when he gave her the list, the mm-hmm. contract, she replied back to his contract saying, the food, you cannot tell me what to eat. That's off limits.
That's a hard limit for me.
That's a hard limit for me. Don't tell me what to eat, when to eat, how to eat. But when it's time for contraception, which is technically something that you're going to ingest,
mm-hmm.
you're just like all about it.
And when it comes to other stuff he's putting in her body,
she's all about it.
But I don't
want to know.
but then she says, you're not going to come as well, are you? I gasped, shocked. He laughs. I'd pay very good money to watch, believe me, Anastasia, but I don't think the good doctor would approve. Why would you pay good money to watch a gynecological?
Did what just that exchange just picture like what I picture in my mind? Did that just happen?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, but don't worry, he's against urinating on each other, so he's normal.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Pierce is like visioning in his seat right now. Yeah, uncomfortable.
And then okay, I'm confused about what the author is trying to do. So on page 315.
Chapter 18, right?
Yes, yep. Chapter 18. So the doctor, she just finished with Anastasia, and so she's bringing her back out through, because they're at Gray's house.
Okay.
And so she's bringing her back through, and she's leaving. And then she says to Christian, he's like, are you all done? She says, "Yes, Mr. Gray, look after her. She's a beautiful, bright young woman." Christian is taken aback, as am I. What an inappropriate thing for a doctor to say. Is she giving him some kind of not-so-subtle warning? Christian recovers himself. And then she's leaving and she says, "Good day and good luck to you, Anna." She smiles, her eyes crinkling, and we shake hands. So there was like a little thing between her and Taylor before when she was like, Taylor said something to her and she's like, "It's almost like he looks at me with pity, or there's pity in his eyes or something." And then this, I'm like, why is the author keep trying to shove it down our throats that this is not a situation Anna should be in, and yet we know Anna's not going to leave. Mm-hmm. Like, why does she keep doing this? I don't understand. From a literary perspective, I do not understand. Right, right. But anyway, I digress. And then 3:15, again, at the bottom of the page. So Anna makes a joke, and she tells Christian, she's like, "Oh, the doctor says that I can't have sex for 4 weeks when I'm on this pill, like, while I'm starting the pill." And Christian looks at her, and she's like, "Gotcha." And then it says, "He narrows his eyes, and I immediately stop laughing. In fact, he looks rather forbidding. Oh, shit. My subconscious quails in the corner as all the blood drains from my face, and I imagine him putting me across his knee again. Gotcha," he says, and smirks. Making your girlfriend be afraid is not funny. The fact that that's her reaction, like, it'd be fine if you know, it were you and, like, Pierce and Concepta, and you had a normal relationship, and she was joking, and you were like, "That's not funny." And then she's like, "Oh, I'm sorry." And you're like, "No, it's fine. It's cool." Like, that's fine. But to have her, you can't even joke with her without her thinking you're going to hit her. That's
yeah.
Right. Anyway.
Okay, so she's got the green light to continue doing what they're doing. So it's sexy time, explosion again on page 320.
Ew, do we have to talk about this?
So he has this, what's the dungeon room called?
The Red Room of Pain.
The Red Room of Pain. So he has this room.
Sounds like a place I want to go to. That should be clue number one.
It's like the Fifth Kingdom at Disney World.
Yeah, right. So, the Red Room of Pain. So, they get started. And so, pulling my hair behind me, to my surprise, he starts braiding it in one large braid. Okay, so I laughed and I was like, this is so weird.
I know, I see your note there. Weird.
Yes. First, I don't know a guy who can braid. I mean, like, unless that's, like, what you professionally does.
No, true. I have actually tried to teach my friend Peter how to braid.
Do you know how to braid?
He just can't get it.
No, I don't.
Brian doesn't know how to braid. I'm just, like,
just not
the only, that's the weird. Only people, the don't only guys I've seen braid are those with young children, and it's their day to take them to school.
Like, and you know the braid looks...
And it looks messed up.
Like, it's not even, anyway.
So as soon as he starts putting that braid in, I'm like, oh, no. Because I know something
What's he
going
to do to her
right?
head?
And then down at the bottom, oh.
I hated this part.
Okay, so this position, let me see.
I hated
this
part.
Let me see where it starts. Okay, turn around, he orders, and she does it. When I tell you to come in here, this is how you will dress. She's wearing nothing but her panties. Okay. When I tell you to come in here, I expect you to kneel over there. He points to a spot behind the door. Do it now. You can sit back on your heels. Place your hands and forearms flat on your thighs. Good. Now part your knees. Okay. So, will you remember this position, Anastasia? Yes, sir. Good. Stay here. Don't move. What is she?
I'm on my knees waiting. Where is he gone? What is he going to do to me? Time shifts. I have no idea how long he leaves me like this. A few minutes? 5? 10? That's just rude.
He's treating you like a dog.
Yes.
Exactly.
I'm surprised
they
didn't put a leash on
him. Maybe the people who are listening to this podcast were hoping for something different at this point. But I'm sorry if we're coming across so negative, but this is bizarre. There's nothing healthy. There's no way that we can foster healthy conversation, especially during this part. Like, we try. Like, Katie really tries, especially to pull out the good, like, you know, they're just wounded, but there's just
They are wounded.
Yes, they are. There's nothing, it's not easy to pull anything healthy from these chapters.
From the scenes, yeah.
Yeah, from these. Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. So it's really hard. So sorry for coming off a little heavy-handed, but so, apparently that's okay.
I know.
You know, it's getting bad. You make sexual
jokes. Okay. So anyway, let's just skip ahead to after the sexy time explosion. So Anastasia has been invited to dinner at Christian's parents' house. Kate will also be there with Elliot, her boyfriend. And see, so here, I think this is, I like when Gray is normal with her. I just want him to be normal with her all the time. At the beginning of chapter 19, she's sleeping, and he says, "Come on, sleepyhead, get up." He stoops down and kisses me again. Like, that's nice.
That is nice, but the thing is with that is women have to understand that it's not, and Anastasia needs to understand that it's not okay to get both sides.
Yeah, no.
You know what I mean?
I just want him to realize what love actually is.
Yeah. So, Pierce, you're a man. Yep. And obviously,
glad
you said
that
with such confidence. There's differences between men and women, obviously genetically, but just built into who we are. And so there's enough confusion and there's enough issues with men and women just being who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Not even all this other stuff piled on top of it.
Right.
You know what I mean? So let's say you met a woman and the roles were reversed in a sense.
Okay.
And she was trying to treat you. She was treating you this way, where she would be very affectionate with you and then scold you, make you feel afraid, be very controlling, and then be very affectionate with you and then spank you and then be very affectionate with you.
Yeah, it wouldn't last that long. That's for sure.
I think it would get, for you, probably it would get through the first affectionate and then...
Yeah, the second it turned around to like being unaffectionate, be like, whoa.
You're like, what, you crazy?
This is over.
Well, okay. You know, it's funny that you said that because I want to point out on page 335, she's talking about they were just dancing together in his living room. And she finds out that Mrs. Robinson, which is what she calls his old lady friend.
Fitting. I've seen the movie.
She found out that she was the one who taught Christian how to dance. And then she's kind of saying... Of course, it goes back to self-deprecation with Anastasia, and she says, "I have no special skills to like offer him." And then she says, "My mind drifts back to the afternoon. Given what I understand of his preferences, I think he's being easy on me. Would I do it again? I can't even pretend to put up an argument against that. Of course I would, if he asked me, as long as he didn't hurt me, and if it was the only way to be with him." So she's already making it clear that she's putting up with this because she wants to be with him. She said that many times. She's like, I just want to be with him. I want to be with him. But she wants to be, she doesn't want to be with him this way. She's already said that.
Right.
But she's putting up with it in a sense because she just wants to be with him, which is not good enough to me.
Right. So page 341, they're having dinner at...
Oh, gosh.
The Gray residence.
Gray mansion, probably.
Yes. And so they're at dinner, and
one of their staff.
Their staff walks in. Okay, so she is this, how is she described? As a pretty young woman with blonde pigtails. These damn pigtails again. Since when have so many grown women worn pigtails?
I thought this was like... A little elementary school girl.
No. This is a grown woman wearing pigtails. There's so many pigtails in this freaking... Anyways.
And he feels very strongly about a few particular things. Pigtails are one of them.
And his stupid flannel pants.
I know.
Didn't
I knew
he
you were
going
to... I knew you were
going to... I was like, when is this guy going to change? And like, oh, he's going to change, right? And he never changed. I'm like, this is so bizarre.
He's only going to his parents.
So... Her eyes immediately find Christian's in the room. She blushes and gazes at him from under her long mascara-covered lashes. What? With a question mark. So, something's going on. I wonder if she was one of his submissives. And that's why she wore the pigtails! Oh my gosh! Because she knew he was coming over! What? Oh, this chick is good.
I think she need to calm down.
That is what happened. That is the case.
We'll see.
I bet you that comes back to play. And she wore the pigtails just to, like, you know, tease him. That little...
I find it funny that that's the thing on this page that you pick up.
Well, there's a lot. I just didn't want to...
The thing that I picked up...
I wish you could have seen Annie's eyes.
She's very
so
excited.
Messed up.
But anyway, so they're at dinner, and Kate brings up how Anna and Jose went to the bar together when they were packing up for their last night to move. And then Anna's freaking out in her mind because she knows that Christian's going to be mad. And she says, Christian leans over. Palm twitchingly mad, he whispers, especially now. His tone is quiet and deadly. And again, I would not want to be afraid of my boyfriend, but whatever. So then... Then this is on page 342, and Anna's in her mind. She says, will he punish me? I quail the thought. I haven't signed the contract yet. Perhaps I won't. Perhaps I'll stay in Georgia where he can't reach me. I'm like, you're fantasizing about, like, being safe from this man, and yet you're talking about how you just want to be with him and pursue a relationship with him. And then, so then he's like, I'm going to show you the backyard. And she's like, I know that this is not a request. And they're walking, and her heels are sinking in to the grass. And she says, wait, stop. I just want to take my shoes off. And he says, don't bother. And he bends down and scoops me over his shoulder. I squeal loudly with surprise shock, and he gives me a ringing slap on my behind. Keep your voice down, he growls.
Yeah, so then he says that I need to be alone with you. What for? Because I'm going to spank you and then
sex you up.
Good time. And
that's where the chapter ends.
That's where chapter 19 ends.
I feel like he just has, like, Color Me Bad playing around the clock in his apartment. That horrible band from, like, the 90s.
We are going to get that song and start off with
I think that should be next week's song because it's horrible.
That's so funny.
The music video is even worse.
Well, yeah, I don't know. That my final comment on this is just that I would not want to be in a relationship where I had to fear retribution at every turn.
Right.
Pierce, do you want to say any last thoughts for our listeners?
Yeah, sure. Like, no, just to kind of echo yours, like, you feel like you're walking on eggshells every time you interact with your significant other. Like, that should be a pretty big warning flag.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, is it a little shocking to you that this book, like,
is titled a romance?
And that it's, like, so many women
mainstream
bought it and so many women were into it?
Honestly, I think it's entirely bizarre and, like, contradictory to, like, everything, like, I've ever heard in my life of, you know, women should be treated equal, like, you know, like... Mm-hmm. Equal pay, all that stuff, like, which I'm all for, by the way. I'm not, like...
He's a feminist, don't worry.
But,
we checked him. Checked him out.
But, like, this, like, we have a novel where a young girl is used and toyed with by, and objectified by an older man. Or I don't know if he's...
No,
older.
he's like 27.
A little older. But whatever. Like, she's used and objectified by him, and, like, you go out anywhere and, like, you talk to any woman, I guarantee, you know, like, they'd be like, oh, woman, you gotta leave her or leave him.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But, like,
I feel like if we
this
just.
This book flew off the shelves. Like,
if we told someone this story without saying that it was 50 Shades of Grey, people would probably say, that's not healthy.
Mm-hmm.
She needs to get out of that relationship. And I'm interested to hear from you guys who've read the book to know if, when you're reading it, are you seeing it? Does it seem normal to you, or is it kind of like we're saying, you know, it's like, yeah, she should not be in this relationship, and maybe that's why it's interesting, you know? It's people are human and they make mistakes, and so we can relate to that. So maybe that's part of the appeal, you know, because, and I've said this before, but love makes you do stupid stuff. And it make, and mm-hmm. infatuation makes you put up with so much stupid stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, it's rough. So I know you say I always try to put a positive spin on everything, but...
No, you try to see the good.
I do empathize a lot with Anna. Or I sympathize. I don't want to empathize with her. I don't want to feel what she's feeling. But, but yeah, anyway. We will close up this episode now, and we'll catch you next week with chapters, 20 to 24?
Yep.
So thanks. Say bye, Pierce.
Bye.
Bye.
Auf Wiedersehen.